Today's Mishnah is on Masechtes Demai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. Today's Mishnah is being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Reb Tzvi Hirsch, Ben Reb Yosef, Pinchas HaLevi. The halacha is that a person is not allowed to be mafresh trumas u'maisres on Shabbos. It's a Mishnah in Masechtes Beit, Aflam Edvav Amid Beis. It's aser midrabanon for a person to be mafresh trumas u'maisres on Shabbos. Our mission is going to discuss a person that was mafresh trumas u'maisres before Shabbos. However, he didn't get a chance to give it to the kohen or the levi or the ani, in the case of maiser ani, before Shabbos. Is he allowed to give it on Shabbos or is he not allowed to give it on Shabbos? Ok, the Mishnah, Misha Karashem. Trumas Meiser Shal Demai. If somebody was Mafresh Trumas Meiser of Demai, or Ula Meiser Oni Shal Vadai, or he was Mafresh Meiser Oni from real Tevel. So the halach is, even if he did it before Shabbos, Lo Yitlein B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to give it to the Koyen in the case of Trumas Meiser Shal Demai, or to the Oni in the case of Meiser Oni on Shabbos. Now, we're talking about a case where carrying in it of itself wouldn't be a problem. Meaning, there's no issues of taking it from a Rishos HaYachid to a Rishos HaRabim. There's no issues of a Ruvi Chatzera, and Shetufi Mulvayas. That's not the problem. The problem on Shabbos, it looks a little bit like when you give it on Shabbos, that you were mafresh on Shabbos. So push it, so it shouldn't look like you were mafresh the Trumas U'maisres on Shabbos, which is something that you're not allowed to do, said Chazal, even if you were mafresh it before Shabbos, still a yitlein b'Shabbos, you shouldn't take it and carry it and go bring it to this person. Let's say this koyin who you want to give the Trumas Meiser to, or this Ani that you want to give the Meiser Ani to, were people that used to eat at your table very often, they're allowed to come to your house, and like this, it's not going to be a problem. Why? Because it doesn't look like you're giving them Trumas Meiser, it doesn't look like you're giving Meiser Ani, it looks like you're just having them over for a Shabbos meal. And being that you always have them over for a Shabbos meal, it's okay. Meaning, if this kind's a person that's never been to your house, now all of a sudden he's showing up, and you're giving him Trumas Meiser, so now you're in violation of this halacha. Looks like maybe you were mafresh on Shabbos. That's not something you're allowed to do. Therefore, you can't give it to me. But if the kohen used to eat by you all the time, he's a regular at your house, so then it's not going to be an issue. Same as for the ani, then it'll be fine. And then the Mishnah just adds with one last caveat, ubelvad sheyodiyei. If the kohen comes and you plan on serving him the Trumas Meiser, or if the ani comes and you plan on serving him the Meiser ani, you should notify him. You should tell him. And the reason is because it's Gnevas Das otherwise. Meaning, he thinks you just invited him for a meal. In reality, you didn't want to invite him for the meal. The problem is, what are you going to do with all this Meiser Ani? You have to give it to an Ani. He's your friend. It happens to be an Ani. What are you going to do with all this Trumas Meiser? You're not a Kohen. You have to give it to a Kohen. It just so happens your friend is a Kohen. So, to prevent Gnevas Das, you're supposed to notify him. That's what you're supposed to do. Mishnah Hey. Somebody goes to someone that's not trusted on Meisres, meaning he's an Amaretz, and he says, Kachli mimishahu neman u'mimishahu Meiser. He says, do me a favor, I want you to be a shlech, could you go to the shuk, could you buy something for me, and I want you to buy this something from someone that I can trust, someone that's a chaver, someone that's not an Amaretz. So the halach is einoy neman. He's not believed to say that he bought it from a person that's not an Amaretz. Meaning, just like an Amaretz is not believed for himself, so too an Amaretz is not believed to say that he bought it from someone that's a neman. We don't trust Amaretz when it comes to Meisers. We don't trust him to say that he himself was mafresh Meisers. We also don't trust Amaretz to say that he bought it from someone that was mafresh Meisers. What happens if a person goes up to someone and says, do me a favor, I want you to buy, but from this specific person. He tells him specifically, me'ish ploini, I want you to buy it from this particular person. Then the halachas areis neman, he is going to be believed. What's the difference between the two cases? If the person says, buy it from someone that's a neman, doesn't tell him who to buy it from, buy it from someone that's a neman. He comes and he says, I bought it from someone that's a neman. We don't believe him. He's an Amaretz. He's chashit when it comes to all these halachas and maestras. And for that reason, we're not going to believe him. If he says, buy it from this specific person, and he says, I bought it from that person, then we believe him. The reason is because there's a principle, Milsa David Ligluye Loy Meshakri Inchi. People don't lie about things that eventually are going to be exposed. So being that this person knows that if he says he bought it from Meish Pliny and he really didn't, there's a good chance at some point he's going to get caught. Heard you sold me tfu, and he's going to say, I have no idea what you're talking about. So there's a svara to say that he's not going to lie. So even though the Am Haaretz is a choshud when it comes to these halachas, but there's a svara, milsa davide legluya le meshakri entry, and therefore we're going to trust him. However, if he just told him more generally, go buy it from someone that's an Am, and he never told him specifically who to buy it from, that's not a milsa davide legluya, because even if he's going to buy it from a person that's not an Emon, and he's going to get caught, he'll be exposed, he'll just say, I thought the person was an Emon. So where he says, Me'ish ploini, then it's a milsa davide legluya, le meshakri inchi, therefore he's trusted. But if he doesn't say Me'ish ploini, it's not a milsa davide legluya, and if it's not a milsa davide legluya, in that instance, we're not going to believe him. Halach likach bimenu, Misha continues and says, what happens if a person sent someone to go buy tfuah from a specific person, the Amaloi, and he came back and he told the Leimetzasim, I couldn't find the person you wanted me to buy it from. I ended up buying it from somebody else. The Loch is Enoi Neman. He is not going to be believed.